This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken arrived in Tel Aviv Monday evening, traveling from Saudi Arabia, as he visits the Middle East in a bid to prevent Israel's war against Hamas in Gaza from exploding into a broader regional conflict, VOA's Kim Lewis reports.
Prior to boarding a plane for Israel, Blinken spoke with reporters and provided his thoughts on what his trip is accomplishing.
Everywhere I went, I found leaders who were determined to prevent the conflict that we're facing now from spreading, doing everything possible to deter escalation, to prevent a widening of the conflict.
Blinken also said he is convinced that there is a future path that can actually bring lasting peace and security for Israel. Kim Lewis, VOA News.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu visited a troop station near the northern border with Lebanon on Monday, the same day an Israeli airstrike killed an elite Hezbollah commander in southern Lebanon. It comes nearly a week after an Israeli strike killed a top official with the militant Palestinian group Hamas in Beirut, and 2 days after Hezbollah launched a wide-ranging missile attack on an Israeli military base. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. Britain on Monday said polls that saw Bangladesh Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina return to power for a fifth term did not meet the standard of free and fair elections. Hasina, the 76-year-old leader of the Awami League Party, has dismissed the opposition's criticisms of Sunday's ballots as illegitimate. The Bangladesh Nationalist Party, which has seen its ranks diminished by mass arrests, refused to participate in the election.